in-person census count is on hold this year, and a Skagway resident is stuck overseas due to international travel restrictions. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. Efforts to conduct the U.S. Census have been complicated by the COVID-19 pandemic. Census workers have had to suspend their field operations to reduce the chance of spreading the novel coronavirus. KHNS's Henry Leisha has this report on how communities can still be counted remotely.
In-person counting for the census has been suspended due to concerns about the pandemic. Barrett Wilbur is a former KHNS reporter who now works as the communications manager for Alaska Counts, a statewide education initiative for the 2020 U.S. Census.
In Alaska, there are some communities they intended to count in person that they say they'll come back and count at some point when it's safe.
Wilbur says even though census workers aren't knocking on doors to count people in person, that doesn't mean the data can't be collected right now.
Without ever leaving your house, there are three ways you can respond to the census. One is to mail in a paper form. One is to answer over the phone and to respond online at 2020census.gov.
The census asks 10 questions about the demographics of the people living in a given household. All of that information is kept confidential, and census workers risk heavy fines and jail time for sharing any of it. Wilbur says it's simple to fill out a response online, and you don't need to have a physical address to respond.
So if you don't have a physical address, you can just put in contextual information that would help the Census Bureau understand where you're living. So like if you live by 33 Mile, you can put in the census, like, I live 2 miles past the 33 Mile Roadhouse.
According to the U.S. Census Response Tracker, Alaska currently has the lowest response rate to the census of any state in the nation. And locally, not many people have responded either. Only 6.6% of households in the Haynesboro have submitted responses to the census, and only 1.5% have responded in Skagway. Wilbur says she understands that some people are reluctant to share information with the government. It may seem intrusive to have to answer questions about who lives in your house from a stranger with a clipboard. But Wilbur says it's an important way to ensure that rural communities in Alaska get their fair share of federal funding.
By being counted, we ensure a decade of funding for everything from schools, hospitals, public health, public safety, roads, airports. That's how all of those things are funded. Plus, if you respond online, that just means a census worker won't have to come find you in person when census workers are eventually allowed to go out and start counting people again.
The census will accept responses online through August 14th. It's unclear when census workers will return to the field. Census information can be submitted online at 2020census.gov or by calling 1-844-330-2020. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Travel restrictions meant to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus mean one Skagway resident is stranded nearly 8,000 miles from home. The plan was an extended trip through South America while it was winter in Skagway. Megan March didn't anticipate a mysterious virus would virtually shut down international tourism while she was away.
So we've tried to get out multiple times now, but we've had no luck.
March and her Canadian travel partner headed south in late February, before there was a widespread understanding of the dangers of the novel coronavirus. They spent a couple weeks in Brazil with March's family, toured Uruguay, and then got on a boat to Buenos Aires, Argentina. Their plan was to visit Peru next, but by then, the spread of the coronavirus had countries shutting down their borders. They couldn't get to Peru. They couldn't even get back to March's family in Brazil. They were stuck.
It's really been pretty crazy because I think it was shortly after that that the president here in Argentina decided that they were going to do a quarantine and a travel ban as well. And there's been a lot of misinformation, so we figured that we were stuck here.
But March said she's found some commercial flights out. The only problem is every time she rebooked her flight, it got canceled. She said the U.S. Embassy suggested a flight to Miami, but that was too costly and stranded her in the wrong corner of the nation. Currently, she has a flight booked with travel vouchers from her original flight for next week, a day after the Argentine travel ban is scheduled to end. March says she feels safe and comfortable for now. Buenos Aires is under shelter-in-place orders. There are fewer than 2,000 cases of the virus in Argentina.
Yeah, everything seems to be pretty calm here. There's still toilet paper on the shelves and other essential items and such. So people aren't really freaking out here. The owner of the building or the apartment that we're renting has been very, very kind in allowing us to stay here.
March is not the only Alaskan stuck overseas. Senator Dan Sullivan's office is aware of over 60 people who got stranded by coronavirus. According to his Alaska office, most of them are home now, but more than a dozen may need repatriation assistance. For March, when or how that assistance is going to come is unclear. The U.S. Embassy in Argentina lists one flight out of the country, to Brazil, which offers direct flights to the United States. The embassy website says, "If you need to leave Argentina, you should strongly consider booking this flight. Otherwise, you should be prepared to remain abroad for an indefinite period." This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.